Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, they took 2 out of 3. They've won 2 series in a row. They're playing good baseball. You don't like to see a 7-1 loss, but I think under the circumstances, going to the series against the Cubs, you got to like how they're playing right now.
No, it's so funny because they faced three pretty good pitchers.
They did in Cincinnati.
They did Lolo, Lopolo. They faced Abbott and Martinez. You know, three good guys. They handled them very well. Actually, today they felt a little bit short, but they got all the three pitchers they faced. They got good stuff.
Mully and Haw, this is the Mully and Haw live show from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, I want to thank the fine folks at Nuts on Clark for providing popcorn for everyone this morning. It's been a lot of fun, and obviously we got the Cubs and the Sox coming up today, and we are delighted to welcome in both Ozzie Guillen, a regular appearance, and Chuck Garfine joining us as well. Gentlemen, fantastic to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You guys appear everywhere together, right?
We're the partners. Yeah. I spend more time with him than I spend with my own wife. I get home and I just go to sleep. We spend all day together holding hands. You know what's funny? This is the real deal. I'm just a diva. He's just like, hey, okay, Ozzy, we're going to talk about
I'm
this.
The professional.
The professional, the producer, everything go together.
Well, we were talking about it. Like, Ozzy, you know that the Pope knows you because he was there in 2005 watching you manage a World Series
He might
Series
have been
game.
Wearing a number 13 jersey for all
I mean,
we know.
He knows you. He grew up on the South Side. He knows you.
He said a prayer for you.
Does he know Chuck? Chuck, do you think
you know
the Pope
what?
was watching you?
I think because I'm from Flossmoor.
There you go.
He was, I think he was working in Homewood and Olympia Fields, New Lenox, Dalton. I think he listens to my podcast. I think he's listening to the podcast right now. Any free moment that the Pope has, he's dialing in with the White Sox. He's watching pre- and post-game shows. He's listening to the podcast. He wants to know how Chase Mydroth is doing. That's what if I met him, I'd say, hey, what do you think about Chase Mydroth and Edgar Carroll?
You know what the Pope say for real is doing that? He said, is Ozzie Guillen still talk English that bad? I said, I speak better Spanish than Ozzie speak English.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so class. It's very funny. We played the cut from Will Venable because when word broke that the Pope was from Chicago, word was that he was a Cubs fan. And then the Cubs kind of
on the marquee
pushed that up. Hey, he's Cubs
on
fan.
Twitter.
And
everywhere.
Then his brother came out and said, no, we're Sox fans. He's a Sox fan. And then I was watching the crawl on the Marquee Network one day, and it said Pope is a local baseball fan. Like
They wouldn't go all the way.
They just limited it. They didn't say which team. It was pretty funny.
Well, I say that when that's happened, I say, you know what? The Pope is a Chicago fan.
That's right.
That's what I say. Hey, no matter what, I think it's you asking. I wish the best for the Bears, for the Bulls.
Yep.
We need the Pope help. I tell you what, being a sport in Chicago, we really, really need a Pope.
Well, I mean, I don't
Jesus Christ, like, can you help my town, please?
I don't have it. I don't have it officially from him, but I'm pretty sure he called up Tim Elko because the masses wanted Tim Elko.
He raised him
so
up.
So he brought Tim Elko to Chicago.
He's got some clout. Well, so you guys could use thoughts and prayers last year, going through what you went through. But you guys were the most entertaining part of the 2024 season for the White Sox this year. I guess we'll start there. How much easier, how much better has it been? Even though the record is what it is, nobody's going to overstate that, but they have been more competitive is the word we're using. In May, they've been a 500 team. How much different has it been for both of you guys this year, watching these games, talking about them before and after?
Well, this team is much better. I know the record doesn't say it yet, but the games have been close. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I believe 16 of their losses, basically half of their losses, have been by two runs or less. So they're in so many of these games. And, you know, I want to put something to rest here. I hear White Sox fans saying, this team's going to be worse than last year. They are worse than last year. Last year's team had three stretches where they combined to go 3-55.
Wow.
Do you see this team doing that?
Well, not with this pitching. No.
Yeah. So you can't predict the baseball season, but this team is they play the game better. They're doing more of the little things that we like to see them do. There's more things going on, and you know, I'm enjoying the other than when they play the Royals, the Twins, and the Guardians. They're 0-10 against them, and I'm beside myself. I can't even watch them. So and you see the agony that I have. I struggle when they play the emotionally, mentally, when they play the Guardians, the Twins, the Tigers, and the Cubs.
And the Oakland
so,
A's.
Like, I'm going to be a mess
and the Oakland
this
A's.
Afternoon. And the, when they're in Oakland or Sacramento. Oh. Well, you know, he knows me so well.
It's just, I think to me, between the different this year, I think you see the many games, there was one hit away.
Right.
One, do the little, move the guy over away. A strikeout with first and third. You know, just one little thing. They could be a better season. That's what they're doing right now. The difference between last year and this year is, for me, is by far, we know how to stupid manager.
Oh, God. Preach to the
by the way, by the way, I'm not going to say Will Venable is the greatest manager in baseball, best thing, but when you talk to him or when you hear him before and after the game, you're like, well, that's it. That's what we have. Pedro was lying to everybody, was selling he was selling the car without engine.
Yeah.
Every time, we got a great car. That car is a beautiful car. You don't have no engine.
Yeah.
Then that's the way Pedro every day come up with some thing like we never watch baseball in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like every time you talk, it's like, you know who I am. You know what I mean? Like when we're doing this, we talk about it. We go to sit down. And the best thing, what he say, oh, I got to take a look at it tonight.
Watch
to sell
the
game. Well, you know, I got to watch the film. You watch the game. Then the bad part of my side, Pedro made my job a lot better because I could criticize him every day. I was, my God, my wife said, why you talk about that? You sound like you hate him. I say, no, I don't hate him. I hate when people lying to themselves and when people lying to the fans. I say, the longer you're honest with the fans, you know what I mean? We always say, how are they getting today? That's it. Oh, well, we don't play well. We're going to get better tomorrow.
Well, I think what you're talking about is respect. And I don't know if people respected Pedro Grifol. And I'm not sure the players in the clubhouse did. And I think that's a difference that you see from the outside with Will Venable. And as an ex-player, you were an ex-player who became a manager. I just wonder how much easier it is to immediately get that respect. Because when they're talking to players about their plans to use them and when they're sitting him on days, that he's been through that. And I just wondered, has that how much that has helped Will Venable connect from day one with this young team?
But it's easy. To me, it's easier to connect with those kids because they say, I'll be in the big league. You guys try to make a living at the big league. They have a lot of young players out there. They just some had to play hard and play good every day. That means I can mold the team better. When Pedro got here, we have T.A., Moncada,
Jimenez.
Yes.
A bunch of gorillas.
Yes.
And the starters, you had Giolito.
Yeah, Giolito,
they
had Lee. Right. You know, a lot of people. Yeah. It was a different scenario. And I know Pedro, and that's the reason Pedro went after, because even the players don't believe him. The players don't respect him. Why? Because what they hear from him. When they hear from him, they say, this is not a happen. What Pedro said, I just talked to them. I got my people in the clubhouse. Hey, if Pedro have a meeting, no. Okay, I know, because I watch in the clubhouse. I got a little bug. I can watch everything in the clubhouse. I sit in my house watching everything in the clubhouse. Like, oh, okay, they're doing this. But that's the difference between Pedro and Will. Will do a better job in game plans? Nah, because, you know, it's right now you don't have anybody in the bullpen.
Yeah, I'll say this, I'll say this, like,
He got the pieces
he has to work with for the bullpen.
He's less.
I mean, I wouldn't even. I mean, I'm a sportscaster. I'm not
right.
a manager.
No, you're John Q. What is it? Yeah.
I'm John Q. Sportscaster.
John Q. Sportscaster.
I'm John Q. Sportscaster. But I mean,
I'm Johnny Vegas, I'm not living the life of a Johnny Vegas. That guy's winning the Masters.
It's the eighth inning. Who are you going with? It's the ninth inning. Who are you going with the bullpen on a daily basis? You don't know.
Hey, the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Guys, I got to tell you, when the season began, I was worried that the White Sox were worse than they were a year ago, because they had Garrett Crochet a year ago and they had Eric Fetty. And Eric Fetty was probably a better pitcher than he got credit for. And I thought they should have gotten more for him when they traded him. But now Miguel Vargas has turned it around a lot. But I'm wondering, and we said this a few times, somebody up there knows something about pitching, right? I mean, and he's doing a hell of a job. And they are, you know, they've had seven guys go down with arm injuries, and they're still producing at the pitching position. Shane Smith, how did that happen? How did that guy create a pitch and become the player he is right now, starting today? Burke, I don't think I expected him to be that good. I thought Jonathan Cannon would be the best one of the bunch.
How about Vassell?
And Vassell is another guy they picked up as a
Rule 5
guy. So somebody's doing a good job. And then you look at, like we mentioned, Vargas. He's now hitting because he moved his
smarter.
Hand. I'm just saying they're doing better things with their team. I'm not saying their team's real good, but I thought that they really were going to have problems, and they've done a lot better than I expected.
You could say in a way they lucked out in some way with Shane Smith, but they recognized him. And what I mean by luck was this, that the Brewers had a lot of young pitching prospects, real good ones, and they had to make a decision. So they left him unprotected. Little did they know that Shane Smith in the offseason had on his own developed a changeup, and one of the best changeups out there. And the White Sox picked him up, first overall pick in the Rule 5 draft.
Right.
And then they faced the Brewers in spring training, and the Brewers were like, we gave up this guy? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And he's got a 2 ERA. He's given up 10 earned runs in his first 8 major league starts. So I'm very, very curious to see how he does against this Cubs offense, which is so good. If the wind is blowing out.
Great matchup today. The wind is blowing out.
Okay,
apparently.
So, I mean, but that changeup could be an equalizer. Smith. We'll see. I mean, that's a matchup. Shane Smith against that Cubs offense.
Ozzie, we were clamoring for Tim Elko for a long time. I even gave him a nickname, Big Timber, and he comes up, hits a home run in second game. But now, 2 of 15, what do you see in him that is he pressing? Is he doing too much? How long will he be here?
I don't see anything. I just see one big home run.
Yeah.
Just be honest. I think that gets you a better quality lineup. It makes a lot of guys play better. Vonnie's playing better. I'm not going to say because this kid's in town. But you put a lot of pressure, say, hey, you don't play well, that kid can take your job. I think right now it's too early to say how long you're going to be here. The White Sox, pretty soon, they're going to make a few moves. A couple guys coming out of the IL.
Talkman?
Yeah.
I would assume Talkman is activated today.
Oh, really?
I think so, just because he was in Charlotte. He didn't play in the game yesterday. Yeah. You know, they need him. I mean, they've lost.
He knows Wrigley Field.
He knows Wrigley Field. But they've lost Benintendi, Slater. Rojas was out for a long time.
Yes.
And they had Talkman out. So they've been playing Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin's played like 19 games in left field. He's an infielder. So I think Talkman will be here today.
I like that kid.
Brooks Baldwin?
I mean, yes, because that kid's giving me – in a winning team,
this could be perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect because he played every position, played everything. The game right,
yep.
Run the bases very well.
He's had big hits.
It just, you know, it's just right now we have to lead away because I think our offense is being horrible from their first day. They pick up here and there. They score eight and they don't score any run for the next 3-4 days. Now, little by little, they start to do the little thing. You can see better at bats,
yep.
And that helped. I think the White Sox are what they are right now just because the offense.
Here's a crazy thing. I mean, this is going to sound insane. And it's easy for me to say this, but they have the 28th ranked offense in baseball. They're in runs. If they were middle of the pack, I mean, I'm just magically making the middle of the pack. But if they were middle of the pack, they'd be close to 500 this year. Think about that.
That's crazy.
That's why you're saying they're competitive because, yeah, that's a really interesting stat. Ozzy, who's your everyday catcher? If you're the manager of this team, who would you lean?
Oh, Kettle. Kettle had to be the kid, yes.
Okay, you like him a lot.
Yes, I think the impressive thing about Kettle is like, handle the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. I know how they deal nowadays, like computer here, paper here, call report here. Everything is his mind. And the soon they take his equipment off, got to go to hit, get you good at-bats. Deal, have bigger bats, I give a good pitcher. I think Kettle should be the one. And the question is, what are they going to do with Lee?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah. He's ready to come back.
Yeah, my man is doing a great job,
Matt Theis.
Matt Theis is doing great. We just talked about yesterday off record. Say Matt Theis be a great, great trade. So anybody need a catcher in the big league level?
Oh, yeah.
I want that guy. Why? He gives you good at bats. He's behind the plate. Great. He's a veteran guy. Great teammate. A very professional. Is anybody need a catcher? I think it'd be the first guy I will.
He's got a .391 on base percentage. The thing about Caro, I mean, there's so much to talk about with him. Just 2 days ago, Mike Vassell was trying to get his first career save
since high school.
In Cincinnati, and he was struggling with his command a little bit. And there, behind home plate, is Edgar Caro. He's 22. He's been here for 3 weeks, and he's guiding Mike Vassell through it. He's, you know, settling him down, and there's a presence that Caro has at 22. That I think is going to really, I mean, you're already seeing it, but
he's learned English the way that he has, because he said that he knew in order to be a catcher, he had to be able to communicate with
you listening to my podcast?
We've talked about it. I think I will start, but I think that's a great just commitment. You know how difficult that is. You and the Pope went through it, for God's sake.
Before you use a catcher, put your fingers down. And they say nowadays, you know what I mean, you got to deal with so many
pitch
things.
Pitch
calm.
Right.
It's like different guy, different arm. Before, that's a 12 guys, 13 guys. Now, every day, you have different guys got to deal with. I think that's the thing that impressed me the most about that kid. How he go out, play the game. And besides that, how stay together with the guys. You know what I mean? Every time you see the show on TV, the soon the inning is over, the pitching coach, everybody's there with the computers. And look, and this kid got it ready to go to hit. And he's, I'll be back. You know what I mean? Like, that's what his deal. And Madras is doing tremendous. All the kids have been very, very impressed.
Why did they give him both the day off yesterday? That really annoyed me. Just because those two guys are the
– Well, first off, you just have to look at Caro himself, that he's a catcher.
Yes.
And he had caught 2 days in a row. And there was a night game after a day game. So that was part of that. And then Mydroth, his situation was he is a gamer. And what I mean by that, and the White Sox didn't really have too many gamers in their last regime. Let's just call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is he's dealing with a thumb thing, a shoulder thing, and an ankle thing. Okay. And he's playing. He's playing through it.
Yeah.
And the White Sox are like, look, just take today off because you've been playing so much.
They're going to wind up winning that trade. Because that Montgomery kid's going crazy.
Well, they're
going
to win that trade.
Knock on wood.
If the Red Sox win the World Series, they win the trade.
He was the third. Mydroth was the third player in the trade.
Who's the other guy?
Braden Montgomery.
No, Kyle
Winkelmann.
Thiel.
Oh, Winkelmann.
Gonzalez.
Yes.
He's the
Mully
fourth
loves
guy.
Winkelmann.
In the you love Winkelmann
just love
Gonzalez.
The idea they got an extra.
Okay, if Winkelmann Gonzalez makes it to the major leagues and he's good, then they definitely won the trade.
That's
the fourth guy in the trade. But I want to say something about Caro really quick because he grew up in Cuba and he wanted to be a leader. And he wanted to be like Yadier Molina. And he knew the only way to do that was he had to learn English. So he learned it 4 years ago.
Wow.
When 2021, that's when he learned how to speak English. And he's got a slow heartbeat. He's going to be my pick to click today.
Just no, it's funny know. Because he said, if they forget to say, I have 35 years in Chicago and he didn't learn yet. Still learning. That's how that guy's.
You know what, Ozzie? Maybe Edgar Carroll can teach you English.
Yes.
I think that needs to happen. Yeah, you and him together.
But when you get Edgar Carroll a microphone, he forgot his English. You go, I don't. When I was 20, I was talking to Eddie. When back in the days, like 30 people in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Ozzie, I think your English is getting worse.
I know, man. I make better money speaking English than when I was playing. How about that? Crazy this country is.
We're going
to speak in English, but I made more money when I was playing.
You guys stick around for one more segment?
Yes.
Of course.
Get your water bottle?
We got to hit a timeout.
CHSN. We're on CHSN right now.
We're on CHSN right now because you guys are here.
That's it.
You got us an extra hour.
All right.
It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I never say anything bad about Cubs fans. I never say anything bad about Cubs organization. I just hate Wrigley Field, and they have to respect my opinion. And I guarantee you, everybody in the media in Chicago hate to come to Wrigley Field, and they don't have the guts to say it because they might lose their job.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That is the great Ozzie Guillen back in the day. We should tell you, the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And they bring us Ozzie Guillen every week. And Ozzie, I know you're not a huge fan, but boy, I mean, it's just difficult to get in and out. It's probably what you meant more than you didn't like it.
Well, back in the day, that was a bad ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're talking about clubhouse. The clubhouse. By the way, I had the biggest experience winning. I was in the team that beat the Cubs, Atlanta Braves. Then I was with the Marlins. The worst celebration in the history of the game when you go in the clubhouse and you don't know where to be with the trophy. They break the trophy in like 20 different pieces. It was crazy. But work there is hard. It is very hard. You know what I mean? The clubhouse is like a mile and a half away from the dugout.
Right.
Go work it out. Now it's a lot better. Now it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, when I was talking about the rats, I don't make that up. The players told me. The Cubs player told me. Sammy told me. Moises Alou told me. And the pitcher, the hitting coach Lopez, the catcher Lopez, it was the bullpen catcher. He said, "You never be in that." He said, "Oh, the rat is bigger than Sammy."
They used to count them as part of the attendance.
It's one thing. You can put anybody there with a gun. I ain't scared. But you put a little mouse around there, I never come back here. Our office, well, the manager's office is very small. Oh, yeah. I was scared to stay there by myself. Then I moved where the players were. So I say, like, nah. You know, it's just very nice to go there to watch a game. Of course. Beautiful. I love to go watch a game Wrigley Field because I think the fans are great. I seem like a baseball is different there.
Yeah.
But go to work there every day. No. I want somebody had the guts to tell us, hey, you know what? But they built a new clubhouse a few years ago. Yeah. Around there is nice. There's a couple of hotels. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a different. Yeah. But when they're there, oh, gosh, that was the worst.
So we had a lot of fun earlier talking about favorite memories of the Crosstown series. Obviously, 2006 came up because AJ and Michael Barrett. What do you remember? What do you as a manager remember about that day when Michael Barrett punched AJ?
The only thing I remember was the next day when the White Sox sent a couple guys to the hospital. The funny thing about it, when they say my kids was involved in a fight, I said, wait a minute. I see what he eating cheeseburger somewhere. You know, Osney was like 8 years old, and Oni was in Miami. You know what I mean? Like, how you guys talk? It was funny the way that happened because AJ, he got punched and he walked away. You punch me like that, you better kill me. And I forgot I was a manager. I remember going after this, soon I got to throw the punch. Somebody behind me said, don't do it. And I hold myself, and it happens so quick. Yeah. But that's what the White Sox Cubs game mean in that era. Nowadays, like, oh, they're playing today? Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Over there, back in the days, it was a big deal in this town. It still is. I'm not bigger than we was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like the competition. Can be like Dusty and Joe Madden and Quali. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to beat you guys.
Right. What's been forgotten, actually, about that fight was later that season. So that was in May on the South Side. In July, Sox go to the Cubs. Michael Barrett's catching. It's the top of the ninth inning. White Sox are down 6-5. Ryan Dempster is the closer. He's on the mound. AJ Pierzynski is up. He's been getting booed by Cubs fans the entire weekend, and he hits the game-winning three-run homer off of Dempster, and Cubs fans throw trash all over the field.
I remember that too. You know, Pierzynski was awesome, man. He was. By the way, I never have a meeting about any serious.
Yeah.
But I say, listen, guys, if you never been in the World Series of playoff in your life, you're going right now. Yeah. This is a 6-day playoff World Series thing. They used to be recording batting practice. I used to be making a lot of money. Chevy give me a lot of money, give me a car, competing against Dusty Baker doing stuff. Lou Piniella acting like an idiot with a boat in his hand. You know what I mean? Well, that was a big deal for us. You know, when I see...
Didn't you guys ride like a bicycle made for two at some point?
When I see Lou Piniella, I can do it because people expect me to do it. But I see Lou doing what he was doing. I was like, Lou, really? You need those $5,000, man?
So you used to have a team meeting before the Cubs Sox series?
I did. I told the guys, like, listen, not because, oh, we got to face the Cubs. I said, listen, you never been, in a very, very type of close game, like... World Series playoff, you're going to face him right now because people in Chicago, they care about this game.
Yeah, you know what? And I remember at that time when I would look into that dugout in 05 and they'd play the Cubs. I'm like, you know what? That White Sox team gets this because you're a coach. Harold Baines is a coach.
Right.
Tim Raines was a coach. You guys knew what this was. And
Greg Walker.
And Greg Walker knew what this was as a player, as a coach, whatever it might be. So, I mean, I'm not in that clubhouse. I'm not talking to the players about this kind of thing, but I would like, you know, I'm asking the question, does the White Sox coaching staff, do they get it how you got it and what this series means? They may not, but you know what they're going to do? They're going to know it starting today.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember, don't talk about dead people. Pedro Grifol say in the air one day, oh, you know how this feel. I know I've been here before. I've been Wrigley Field before. Yeah, not with the White Sox uniform.
Right.
You know what's in the dugout. You was in the bullpen catching guys at the bullpen. You know, I was even a coach. When he made that comment, I say, sir, how did you say that? That's the first time you ever got to go to Wrigley Field as a manager. You don't know nothing about this. Oh, I know how you feel. No, you don't.
Oh, but you know what? Actually, Will Venable does know because he was a coach with the Cubs.
Yes.
Yeah. So he does know.
Yeah,
it.
He does.
He does. And
because
actually,
he was sitting next to Joe Maddon.
Yes. And yeah. So you know what? I'm glad that brain cell just popped in my head. So Will gets it.
He knows his way around Wrigley Field. He understands the intensity of that rivalry, right. And he'll have his team prepared for it.
Yep.
You would hope so.
We have a rule in my house. It's a stupid rule, but we have a rule in my house. We got to play the Cubs. Most of the times, the day games. I told my wife, if we beat the Cubs, we eat a dinner outside, in a restaurant. I said, why? Everybody can see me. We beat the Cubs. Then, if we lost against the Cubs, Mama, you got to cook. I said, why? I ain't going to show up in Chicago like, hey, you know, I'm here. No. We win, we out, and show people who we are.
So if you go out to dinner.
We lose, we go into that.
Say you go out to dinner with your family after a victory like that. How often do people come up and say, hey, Ozzy, I want a picture. Hey, Ozzy, I want an autograph. Hey, Ozzy, I want to talk to you.
No, because most of the time when I dinner, it's a lot of people with a lot of money. They don't know baseball. Maybe the waiter say, hey, you know who guy is sitting there? It's Ozzy Guillen. And? Oh, you don't know? No. Just like, you know, it's a lot.
It happens a lot at the park.
The one thing about it, the reason we moved to Chicago, my family moved to Chicago here a lot of years ago. We was living down in Florida. Just because the people here, I have an argument with my son. My youngest son is still living in Miami. I say, why you not move to Chicago? So what I mean, I say, in Chicago, you Ozzy Guillen's kid. In Miami, you are not a foreigner. You are not the guy you're not from this country. You're anybody there. You know what I mean? Like you move to Chicago, at least they say, oh, that's Ozzy's kid, for whatever reason it is. But I respect the people in Chicago. And I live in Homer Glen, LeMond.
And he's the mayor.
Everybody.
He's the mayor of Homer Glen.
Everybody is a White Sox fan there. I don't know if it's good or bad because it's good, like people take a picture. We got the same lady in old school. You take a picture with me every day. I go there every day. Can we take a picture? I say, we just take a picture yesterday. Here it is. Can we take a picture? You know what I mean?
By the way, do you know that Ozzy was the employee of the month at the Homer Glen Osco Jewel last year, or 2 years ago? Employee of the month.
Hey, that's gonna be my next job. I'll be the starter.
I'll
be the starter, sir. You're not dressed properly. Get out of here.
You're out.
I hate people who play golf with blue jeans and T-shirts. Come on.
You were tight with Carlos Zambrano back in the day.
And yeah.
Remember he had that meltdown at Comiskey?
Tell the story about Lou Piniella calling you. This is good.
No, but Carlos Zambrano, I don't know if it was the uniform making him crazy. I think it was the uniform because Carlos Zambrano off the field, the nicest kid you ever see, like the nicest, God here, God there, Jesus Christ love you, and you know what I mean, very nice family. When that man put a uniform on,
intense.
I said, what happened with God?
Different guy.
You forgot, that's not God, that's the devil you got inside. But you know, after that fight, you know what I mean, who's the first man? Lee.
Yeah.
Derek Lee.
Derek Lee. He played, you know, with the Marlins.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, the song, I look around like, what the hell happened there? Carlos and Derek Lee. Anyway, next day in the morning.
Yeah, there was a little altercation in the Cubs dugout during a Sox-Cubs game between Zambrano and Derek Lee. So go ahead.
Oh, the son.
I'm his translator.
Yeah, next day, that phone never ring. The manager's office, when he's ring, I know he was, get your butt here. We need to talk to you about it. It was Kenny or Jerry. They had to air me out. And he ring, and I go, hello. And he's, hey, what are you doing?
Lou Piniella.
It's Lou Piniella. I say, what's up?
Oh.
You okay? Hey, can you talk to the media first? After, you know, I talk to you after. Can you say some stupid thing? Can you say something stupid? They worry about that, don't worry about me. I say, why? Because they're going to ask me about what happened yesterday. Just come up with something stupid. They just go crazy with them and help me They don't want to talk to me today. That was funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
They say, I don't want to talk about this thing. It was funny because they say, come on, please help me. Say, how? Just say something stupid then, like always. Say something out of question. People can just stay, all the media can stay in your office or around your dugout. Don't call to me because I know they're going to ask me about Carlos and
That Lee. Was when the Cubs Sox rivalry hit its
peak. That was awesome.
Did you deliver? Did you deliver something stupid that day?
I deliver a stupid thing every day. You know, people calling it stupid, but over the years, I say, okay, give me a quote. I say something. I just tell the people the truth.
You just talked.
No,
you
the
just
truth.
Talked and you kept talking.
It's a funny thing about it because most of my problem was off the record thing. When I talked to the media, nothing happened. Off the record, we sit down, still talking about baseball. All the song, I say something. You say this.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem was with Mariotti. It's with Mariotti was his. I think it was his boyfriend. Work, you know, he saw me in the hallway. You say, you know, that's his Mariotti's boyfriend. And he left his wife because that guy. Then anyway, I said it about. Yes, they,
are we on the air?
Yes. Okay.
Oh boy.
By the way, is the guy say, hey, you know you say this about Jay? I say, I couldn't say me. I don't say anything. You're not recording anything. Everything was off. And by the way, the way I said it, it's like, ah, come on, I don't care about that guy.
Right.
I'm on the song the next day. Write it down. I got in trouble and all this stuff. It's like I couldn't deny it. Then I was manning up when they asked me about it. You say that? I say, hell yeah. And I will say it again.
Right.
But
well, the thing that you did, the thing that you did as a manager was the Sox would lose 3 in a row, 4 in a row, 5 in a row. They'd be struggling. And if you're a player, you're feeling it, and all the media is going to come to you.
And Ozzie
but when Ozzie
the
was there, you would say something, and that would just put all the pressure off of them.
Especially in 05, at the end of the season,
when
Cleveland was coming and you guys were struggling, you did that. Like, you took all of the attention away from the team that was struggling. I do remember that.
But it's one thing. I think we know what's losing the way we was winning. We know what's winning the game. But Cleveland was playing outstanding.
Yeah, right.
They play outstanding in baseball. Strong. By the way, it's a funny thing because I make a sign to a slider.
Yeah,
the like mascot. This.
Then people thought I was doing it to the fans. I said, wait a minute. No, I'm doing it. I was doing it to a slider. It was at the top of me. Oh, come on, Ozzie. We need to win this game. Come on, Ozzie.
So you made a choke sign. Then,
yes, and I went to talk to the pitcher and come back. Slider is right there. I went like this to a slider.
Slider the mascot.
And all of a sudden, look, it's Ozzie making a fun of Cleveland. People think, Kenny called me like, what you doing? You're acting like a child. I said, what's up? And I see the pitcher. Then I said, no, I did it to a slider. And in the point, he said, okay, wait a minute. If I do it to the fans, yes, I did it to the fans. They choke. When they win, they never win. Then everything went bigger and bigger, and then, you know, it just like every little thing I did, they was bigger. You know, by the way, back in the days, I think the media had more guts than they are right now.
Yes.
Oh, now
we're
media.
Going down that
road. They have more power.
Hi, how you doing?
Back in the day.
We lose a game 20 to nothing. How you feel?
We talk about this every day, 3 weeks.
Every day. Yeah. Every day I told the media, I go, wait a minute. Why you not asking him that question? Why you not
There's
ask
a
that
reason
question?
Why. You guys want to hear the reason why that's the case? Once upon a time, hey, David Haw, what were you? A columnist.
Mm-hmm.
How many columnists are in Chicago nowadays?
Not as many.
And what would the columnists do? They would show up and they would ask all the tough questions and then they'd go back to their newsroom.
Right.
They didn't have to develop the relationships with the players as the media has to do today. Those columnists would come in and they would ask you the tough questions, providing great answers.
I love covering
the media today.
Sucks.
It's all social media.
No, but the funny thing about it, the media go right now and say, hey, you all for 40. How you feel? What do you mean, how I feel? But you know, they say they send you down, nothing. It's like
I would like to see better questions asked, and I'm a part of that as well. But, you know, the tough questions were done by mostly, for the most part,
columnists. That's a good thing about them.
And they don't exist anymore.
That's a good thing about the media, but then on the fans.
Yeah.
Now it's in the fans, like, oh, okay, he got to stay away from his feet. He's tired.
Yeah.
What?
Don't run hard the first
place. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. You know, it's changed.
Here's hoping that we can get some of the old-fashioned competitiveness back for this.
You guys keep up the great work on CHSN.
We love it.
On the White Sox season post game.
Thank
you
to him. By the way, thank to this man here. Tell my wife, we got to give Chuck every love we can have because it keep me on the game.
It
keep me on the game.
It is my job to be the point guard, and I'm just giving you alley-oop after alley-oop after alley-oop.
But that's your job.
You shine.
You're the host.
And Ozzie can dunk, man.
Yes.
There's a lot of beauty there. Guys, thanks a ton.
Great
to see you. Really appreciate
thanks for having
you
us.
Coming in. And we want to let
how
you know.
How about Mitch? You
Mitch
made
Rosen.
Me drive 1.5 hours in the traffic to be here today. I don't live in the city anymore. I live back in the, I don't know, Homer Glen somewhere.
Tune in to Ozzie's Outlook, presented by Four Winds Casino. He's on every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And you can listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape. We will be right back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 1-1 to AJ. Swinging a high fly ball. Right field. This is going to go. Three-run homer. Sox down to their last strike. Go ahead. Light it up. His fifth of the season.
Come on, give it to me, Ed. Go crazy. White Sox can do it on the road as well. AJ Pierzynski, no doubter.
Sheffield Avenue's got that one.
I'll tell you what, these fans have showered this ballpark with debris all over it. It'll take a while for the grounds crew to clean this place up.
That is the aforementioned home run from AJ Pierzynski that led to a dumping on the field at Wrigley. And this is the Mully and Haw Show live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. The stage itself, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Hey, how about the fine folks at Nuts on Clark taking
great
care of all of us
this morning?
Thank you so
great
much, guys.
Atmosphere
really appreciate
morning
it.
Morning snacks, the popcorn flowing. It was popping. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to Nuts on Clark. Thank you to CHSN.
Yes.
For the
staying with us.
Staying with us, and also the nice bottles.
Yep. Got one.
Nice thermoses they give us. Who's going to be the guy who comes up with the big hit today? Cubs and Sox. Who's going to have that moment that AJ Pierzynski enjoyed in 2006?
Yeah, I guess if I heard correctly, your guy, Big Timber is going to be that guy.
Yeah, I think Ozzie foreshadowed
Tank.
That.
Yes. Yeah, he apparently hit a couple homers against them in spring training.
Okay, spring
so that's
training.
Bound to happen.
This isn't spring training.
Oh,
he's
but
2-for-15, Tim Elko.
He's due.
He may be off to a slow start. We'll see. He could have the big moment. Whoever has it, you want to listen to it right here on the Score. Cubs and Sox, 12:45. Pregame with Zach, Pat, and Ron. First pitch, 1:20 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Maybe it's former Cub, now White Sox, that Chuck brought up. Maybe it's the Palatine Pounder.
Well, I don't think he's active.
Well, we don't know that yet.
I don't think
they but Chuck brought Chuck kind of
yeah, no. They made like four roster moves. They brought in the pitcher that they traded for with the Castro, Miguel Castro. He's now on the roster.
He's up. Okay.
And they brought up they made a move for a guy from
Milwaukee. Yeah, they signed an infielder. The Sox are churning through the bottom of the roster.
Yes.
So they added to the 26-man roster today Vinny Capra, the infielder from Milwaukee. They also traded for Miguel Castro, the reliever from Houston. So this mixing and matching in the bottom of the roster, they're looking for help.
They're looking for a Capra-esque kind of It's a Wonderful Life.
Can we get a
story.
Final decision on the bet, by the way? I don't think we made a final. Is it coffee?
Right,
is it popcorn?
I've got three runs coming to me. I stopped.
Right. But what's the bet, though? What's the wager?
Oh, the bet is if the Sox win one game, that you guys owe me $350 each. Wasn't that it?
No, that wasn't it.
Remembers
no,
that.
No, that was not it. No.
We're talking Brandon coffee. We're talking coffee or whatever.
I threatened that I wouldn't come to work on Monday.
Whatever drink order, you're
it
not
was
coming
coffee.
To work on Monday.
It was coffee.
You've got
coffee.
A big weekend.
Okay, coffee. All right,
yeah.
Coffee.
But we got to get that AI so we can figure out how to make
Iverson?
That sound. No.
Oh.
No, I'm saying we got to have the illegal voice of David telling me pay me $350. Brandon, get on that.
Brandon's pretty creative.
Yes,
yeah,
he's very good.
Well, I'll buy coffee if the Sox can win or you can finagle your run so they do get a victory. But I think Cubs win 2 out of 3.
We had a great day. We
yes,
really
we did.
Enjoyed it. Thank you to everyone who came out. A lot of good energy, a lot of good fun. Want to thank a lot of people. We've got Rich Wyatt is our sound man extraordinaire,
Guru.
The
yep.
guy who runs everything. He got David. He got him popping popcorn earlier today. Rich, you are above and
Thank
beyond.
Thank you, Rich.
I think he got here at 3 o'clock in the morning, or he came in yesterday at 3 and stayed. I don't know what happened.
Thanks to Brandon Fryer.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks to Tyler Ferengul.
Yes.
Thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
And thanks to Delaney. Tell your daughter congratulations
yes.
on her graduation.
Congratulations,
That's
Delaney.
News.
That's
Absolutely.
Great.
And Mitch Rosen. Mitch is the man who makes it all happen, and
yep.
we appreciate everything that he's done.
Took time off.
Ryan Porth was in here
to kind of help us
That's
run
right.
the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate yep. it. Had a great day. It should be a lot of fun. We'll be back here on Monday,
yeah.
except for Dustino
yeah. Have
talking
a great weekend.
About what happened.
Thanks for coming.
God bless everybody. God bless us, everyone. Tiny Tim.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.